Read Between the Ties, written and read by Fens and Marshes. I thought you were butchers, Jiang Cheng said, staring at the book unfurled across the table before him. We were, Nie Huaisong replied over his shoulder, faintly breezy. Butchers need rope to truss the kill in, don't they? He leaned closer, and his sleeve caught on one of the strands of hair that had escaped Jiang Cheng's bun and lingered at his temple like an accent. Jiang Cheng could not bring himself to tug away. There's power in claiming it as your own. Jiang Cheng thought that over. He was not the boy he used to be, who shied away at any mention of marriage. He was wise enough to hold his tongue. Finally, he said begrudgingly, I can understand the logic. The Qinghe library sprawled about him. It was small and carved from stone, but cramped, with loving attention paid to its details. Nie Huaisong moved freely about it like he was more at home than he could ever be in the throne room above. Piled on the table before Jiang Cheng were several books, of bamboo and paper both, detailing the history of hair braiding as a Nie sect marriage ritual. And he turned to the next one now. Nie Huaisong said, too lightly, Do you see yet why I wouldn't let you touch mine? Jiang Cheng took a deep breath. I would still do it for you, he said, trust by his words to this declaration. Nie Huaisong turned, slowly, and met his eyes. End of story. Thank you for listening. I would say go leave a comment and kudos on the author's original work, but since that's also mine, like, it's much of a muchness, really. Do what you want.